This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
To win the Super Bowl. We are going to win the Super Bowl when we are putting our best foot forward every single year. And sometimes we might just need heavier gloves. Who knows? Who knows? I think Super Bowl or bust, whatever you want to say, the Bills need to cross that threshold. We need to cross that threshold, and we will. And the world wants to see it, and I want Mr. Nikki, Mr. Chief Guy, to see it as well. And one day it will happen, whether it's this year, next year, whoever knows, bro. We are fighting for it every year that we're on that field.
What a win for Nick Wright. Deion Dawkins, Mr. Nikki. You know, Super Bowl or bust. That's not Dawkins saying we're not Super Bowl or bust.
But no, he's kind of even saying... No, he's saying
if we keep going, we'll get there.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a unbelievably perfectly timed thing. Who does that sound like?
Bean.
Okay.
After the year, not knocking on the door.
Not a Bill. In the sports world, who does that sound like?
Oh, gotcha.
If I keep doing what I'm doing, I'll get there.
McDavid?
I'm going to give you the answer. You're going to say yes.
Uh-huh.
Tommy Fleetwood.
Tommy Fleetwood.
Yeah.
Tommy Fleetwood, which, by the way, he wins the tour championship.
Yeah.
You want the funny kind of half snarky comment about that first, or should we get into the moral value?
What's the half snarky? No, give me the half snarky.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Let's play the game. Here's the half snarky point about it. Who won the tour championship?
Tommy Fleetwood.
Tommy Fleetwood. I wasn't paying attention. He must have won a lot of tournaments this year.
He did not.
Oh. Well, he must have previously been an all-time excellent champion that wins tournaments all the time.
No. Never won.
He's never won a tournament, and he's your tour champion in the tour. And the tournament that he won isn't even an actual tournament. It's an aggregate tournament based
No, it used to be. It used to be an aggregate tournament. Right. But it's dumb in that that he won the FedEx Cup in addition to the tour championship, despite the fact that Scheffler had more points in the FedEx Cup.
Right.
It's the stupidest thing of all time.
The point is...
But he won the tour championship, which is what... that's what everyone cares about anyway. He won a tournament that everyone started at zero
at. Yes, yes.
He won Nobody cares about the points FedEx Cup that he actually didn't even have the most points.
But the point on that is...
Yeah.
We've got two major golf events, and I could tie the Bills into either one of them. The first one is Rory winning the Masters.
Right.
Would be, oh my God, they finally did the thing everybody knew they should do.
Yeah.
They are so good, they should win this thing. And that was Rory winning the Masters. I know there's other majors, and you're not measured just by the Masters. But the pressure on Rory was, basically, you're supposed to win this. You're an all-time great.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to win this. And then he did. And people thought, Bills. At least I did. Then you've got Tommy Fleetwood. Tommy Fleetwood was, you've had the lead on Sunday how many times?
This was the fourth, I think.
You've never got over the line. Mm-hmm. You choke it away all the time. And every time he would lose, Tommy Fleetwood's message was, hey, I could be upset about it or I could be happy. I'm putting myself in this position. If I continue to do this, I will win.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds like Dawkins right there. We're going to win. I will win.
Yeah.
If we keep doing this, we will win. So I don't know if you like the person that, you know, punishes themselves because they want it so badly that they're driven, they want to die.
Yeah.
Or the guy that says, no, trust the process. I'm here all the time. I'm going to get it done.
Do you consider the Bills, though, to have, maybe some do, that nervous tick that those two clearly even spoke to, like I've got it. Like, I have to fight through it. And it almost makes it more impressive. You have to be so good to overcome that. Rory almost choked it away at the Masters. Like, and he talked about it after. Like, it clearly was there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, him feeling the pressure, that nervous tick. He puts it in the water on 15, and then he misses that short putt to win it on 18 before he gets another shot at it. Fleetwood on 18, I mean, he had a three-shot lead. But what does he do on his approach? He duck hooks the shot to the left, and he's lucky there's no water over there. It's just rough. So he's able to go up and down from there. But he knows, like, I'm 180 out here, 190 out. Like, I'm three shots from winning the tournament. He has worst shot of the day.
Yep.
To the left, but he didn't get penalized by it. Do the Bills, like, those guys talk about going through that. They had it. Do the Bills have that? Do the Bills have that nervous tick where they're missing that putt on 18? They did it the one time in 13 seconds, but will we qualify everything else they've done
it,
as
it depends.
This is you missing a 5-foot putt over and over and over again?
Yes, it's everyone except Allen, though. Right?
Which makes it even more infuriating.
A little bit. A little bit. I mean, Allen had a bad game. He had one bad, really bad game.
That everybody else had a
Cincinnati,
bad game.
Where everybody kind of blames the defense instead. But, yeah, like, I think about Fleetwood and I think about McIlroy and the parallels between both of them to the Bills. I mean, anybody crossing the threshold, winning the thing, is going to be like the Bills. And Allen.
Right.
It's Allen and the Bills are, of course, together, but they're also separate. Like, Allen's the best in the sport with Lamar. Those two are, these two have to win it. And then the Bills are kind of bigger than that, where it's, this franchise has never won it. Can the best player that needs to win lead the franchise that has never won to it? Like, for Lamar, the Ravens have won the Super Bowl multiple times. So it's just like, oh, Lamar has his. That's not also Baltimore has theirs.
Mm-hmm.
They've got one, too.
Right.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. We'll check in maybe with the chat, and we'll get some calls in too. Charlie in Lancaster. Hey, Charlie.
Hey guys. I just wanted to pick your brain a little bit about replacing Trey White here. I didn't know who you guys think is best fit to step up. I know we're releasing Jackson. My only thought, and then I'll hang up and listen, is Joe Anderson, he's a little small for linebacker, shifting him there. You know, he's quick on his feet. He's good at deflecting passes when he can. But, you know, just want to hear your thoughts.
On Andreessen? Oh, he hung up.
I mean, he's a backup linebacker.
Yeah.
So
he's
not very small. Sure. But he's also the exact same height and weight as Terrell Bernard. So is that a problem? I'm not saying Bernard isn't undersized also, but is it a problem for Bernard also? That'd be my question. I don't have a problem with him being the backup middle linebacker.
I think both linebackers might have their. I mean, the backup, Andreessen, of course, you're not trusting him in coverage. If you are putting him in coverage, you're in trouble. And Bernard, you know, he makes splash plays.
Yep. They actually, Andreessen's listed as being bigger than him by like 10 pounds. I don't think it's that big a deal. I mean, he did not look good in that Chicago preseason game at all. It was tough for him, but hasn't every other preseason game or training camp blurb or everything else about him always been positive? So, like,
yep.
And what do you really expect from your – he's replacing Baylen Specter. So, if he was starting at middle linebacker, maybe there'd be a bigger conversation here. But he's, to me, just depth at this point, so I'm not really that worried about it. They have had linebacker injuries, though.
Yeah. Lots of them in big moments, too. Jimmy Charlo looks like he will not be making the roster. Could be back on the practice squad.
Okay.
Speaking of linebacker.
He was highlighted in Hard Knocks, which, by the way, we get another edition of tonight.
Yes.
I don't think we're getting cutdowns on today's episode. Because then what would next week be? right? Like, they had two preseason games of material to work through on tonight's episode. If they were to put, there's two more episodes, so if they were to put cuts on today, I have no idea what they would do next week. So, I think you'll probably get a lot less of that than you're thinking, because today's going to be all about that in the rest of the world.
I do wonder if we're going to get a trade.
Yeah, I mean,
there are a lot of trades. There've been a run of trades in the NFL, late round picks for guys.
So, but that would be more likely what? Trading for someone, trading someone away, right?
Either. Could be both.
If they're trading for someone, it's a corner at this point?
Probably.
It's probably not a safety, right? Like, they're going with Bishop. Like, they're going to see that out. They're going to take a look at that before they do anything else, would be my guess. So, yeah, okay, maybe a corner they bring in. I don't know what other position they would be looking at for that.
Do you think that the Bills – I mean, listen, I know it's preseason game number three. Bishop made a couple of plays. Do you think the Bills feel any better about what's happening there based on preseason game number three? Because I don't think that there's really anything there
to suggest
that they should.
No, just that they might feel better just that he got in and out of the game healthy.
Yeah. The job is, and I saw, I got to find this. Somebody sent me, there's an analyst for the Ringer,
mm-hmm.
who was talking about Bishop, mm-hmm. on a show. I'm going to find this. And it was basically, hold on, what am I doing right now? It's kind of like streaming at home. What's this show on? What app did someone send me this information on?
It could be anything. Okay.
Not Twitter. Is it Facebook Marketplace?
Snapchat.
Is it right. Where on earth could it be?
Instagram.
Somebody sent me something about... I'm not going to find it. Whatever. What was it? It was on Bishop and how he just doesn't... You can tell. There's the athleticism, but he doesn't really know what he's looking at. And he's just kind of lost. And you saw it at times last year. It's not every play. Listen, the job of safety isn't, wow, he's lost on every play. It's, are you lost on four plays?
Yeah.
And then it's tough. You know, we talk about this sometimes. The difference in life between a player in the secondary and a player on the defensive line. In the defensive secondary, you make one bad play, it's the game.
Yeah.
You get remembered. As a defensive lineman, you make one good play, you had a good day.
Right.
Like, you had a sack. To the fans. Not necessarily to, like, the coaches, but to fans. Joey Bosa had a sack today. Nice day.
Yeah.
You know? Trey White got beat for a 37-yard pass. Bum. Like, you know, you only have to have one good play on the defensive line for a lot of us to say, hey, I thought he had a pretty good day. So, I don't know. Like, I'll eventually find this thing that someone sent me on Cole Bishop. I'm pretty sure it was the Ringer NFL show. Someone talking about how you can just see when there are game plans, when he's got to think of what they're doing, when they see this from Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman on this side, they're switching coverages. And, like, that's where the problems come. And I don't think anything from a preseason game against Tampa's backups is going to change what the Bills are concerned about, at least not yet. They're going to need to see...
But you would expect they're going to see it out.
Like, yes.
Right? Like, he's starting week one.
I would agree with that.
I don't know if he's starting the playoff games.
If he's not starting week one, could it?
Oh,
could,
it's over.
Wait a minute.
Right? When's he getting in?
Hamlin and Rapp beat the Ravens last year, right?
They did, yes. Oh, wait a minute. Did one of them miss that game?
Was Hamlin out? Rapp played.
Rapp got hurt in the regular season game, I think is maybe what I'm misconstruing this
way.
They
both played.
Yeah, I think that might be right. There were injuries at the end of the year, but I think yes, yeah, it was both of them.
By the way, Jeremy, Flap in chat says he sent you that Bishop thing on the 30 Club.
Beautiful. All right, now we'll find it. This is your reminder. You can sign up for my text club.
There you go.
Go to joinsubtext.com/the30club, and you can text me things, and I can text you things. It's like one-to-one texting. It's actually really great, and I send you my thoughts on stuff. That's the 30 Club. And, yes, now I'm going to go find that because it was exactly that. It was. I'll find it.
Okay, real quick, on that game, I guess it happened in both games against the Ravens last year. Rapp played 19 snaps on defense and then got injured. Hmm. So in that playoff game, Cole Bishop played 66% of the snaps on defense. So, I mean, he did play a lot of that game, and they found a way to win. However, what was the problem in that game? They got torched in the pass game, which was a lot of last year. But, you know, Rapp makes the interception that I guess on was that the first drive or the second drive on Baltimore? Maybe he gets hurt on that play because it's only 19 snaps for him, and then the rest of it is Cole Bishop.
Well, listen, who would the Bills trust? Who would they trust against Baltimore? Deion Walker or Jordan Phillips? You know, like Cole Bishop or DeMar Hamlin. There's see it out, of course, to see a player be ready to reach their ceiling. And then there's, all right, who will know what to do today?
But, man, if he doesn't play week one, aren't you – you're never getting that in, right?
I don't know when you're getting the reps in. You
got the offseason as, like, the guy. And I know he missed a lot of time due to injury, but you were the plan. And you lost it, again? I don't know how he comes back from that, other than an injury. And then it's just, well, I guess we'll just take a look at this. It's kind of what happened with Elam, isn't it? Kyer Elam ended up starting some games for the Bills and playing, but it was never really by their choice. It was always by injury. And I don't know, it maybe feels like we're heading down a similar path if they were to come out week one against Baltimore and not have Bishop on the field.
Yeah. 803-0550. And 1-888-550-2550. So here's what it was, the Bishop thing. I finally got it. This is from an analyst whose name is Cody Alexander. Thank you. Finally, I got to it.
Cody Alexander.
This payoff will not be worth it. I'm sorry I made you wait this long. But he said, this is like the transcript from the NFL Ringer show. And this is something that I told you Brett Coleman pointed out.
Yeah,
when talking about the Bills, Brett Coleman of the Bootleg podcast. He does a YouTube show. He's amazing. They do great work, you know, showing you tape and telling you about your team. Like, the guys at Cover One do so many good resources out there. Anyway, one thing Brett Coleman said was you could see how the Bills felt about their safeties, plural, by how much Cover Three they played last year. And,
yeah,
Cody Alexander says the same thing. They played a bit more Cover Three because that's what Bishop came from. You can see that. There's been times he's lost in those deep coverage. He doesn't know where to get his eyes, how to transition. You can see that. They don't really like, outside of Christian Benford, they're not comfortable with a lot of those guys. That's where Max Hairston comes in. So, you know, he can play a lot of their zone coverage. They got a long zone corner that fits the mold of what they wanted. The idea is you can see in the coverages they call they don't trust their safeties. That's the second guy I've heard say that. We'll try to get Cody Alexander on the show to talk about this. That sometimes we just think maybe this is in collision low crossers or a million different NFL people have said this. Mm-hmm. There's what you want to do and there's what you can do. The defense you're playing might not be the defense you want to play. It's the defense you feel like you can play.
Yeah.
And with their safeties last year, they played a defense they felt like they could play. There's probably looks if they get the perfect safety mix that they want, their best ideas at safety, they can play a lot of different coverages. But it's about what can we play. And if Baltimore is the kind of opponent, they think, well, what can we get away with against Baltimore? Like, could Hamlin start? I don't think it's nuts. It would feel like a big loss. You would explain it away in the preseason of Bishop missing time, not getting time on task, and you'd say, like, We just don't feel good about it right now.
All this really makes me wonder if they ever had any thought at all about picking Malachi Starks.
I think in the first round. I think they would have had thought about it.
Who will be on the other side of the field in week one?
Starks and Hamilton.
You look at Mike Clay from ESPN had like a breakdown of he ranked every team's position group, and the Ravens were ahead of the Bills on most of them, but there was no greater difference than that position.
Safety.
Yeah, the Bills were like bottom three for him and the Ravens were top three. Kyle Hamilton and Malachi Starks. Like, we'll see what Starks is. But if he's good, it is tough to do better than that. And we talked about Starks on draft day as an idea for the Bills. And, I mean, imagine if he was on this team right now, wouldn't it be easy? He'd be the safety.
You would hope.
Next to Rapp, at least.
Jay Skierski reports the Bills are releasing Steven Gosnell, hope to resign him to the practice squad, according to a league source.
All right. You know, that actually just makes me think, because Sal presented the possibility maybe Dane Jackson returns to the practice squad. Don't you always hear on a day like today about every player that they think is coming back to the practice squad, the follow-up of they hope to bring him back to the practice squad? And that was not included in the Dane Jackson report by Jeremy Fowler. So, doesn't need to mean anything, but it does feel like in most instances, if they want him on the practice squad, you're going to see it in the first report. And that did not happen with the Dane Jackson tweet. So we'll see.
All right. 803-0550. Sabres alumni golf tournament yesterday. Had a chance to play with Michael Pekka.
Nice.
He's coaching with the Blackhawks now.
Right. He's not with the Rangers anymore?
No.
Okay. He's in Chicago.
Yep.
That was nice. Hockey's less than a month away.
You know, one thing I think
the preseason is less than a month away. The regular season is starting less than a month.
Preseason's a month away.
Less than a month.
Yeah.
Training camp's like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It gets rolling quick.
Yeah. The one thing Sabres. I thought about with the Sabres and, like, you know, you're at that tournament, there's a lot of alumni. What do you think? The toughest question to answer on the Sabres is what team are they going to pass to get in? That is the hardest question to answer if they're going to make the playoffs.
If
they're going to make the playoffs, like, what team are they going to beat out to make
it? Oh, I see.
Like, someone has to come out for you to go in, and that's Ottawa and Montreal last year.
Yeah.
But the reality is, like, the Islanders should probably be a lot better, right?
Maybe. They did get rid of one of their two best defensemen. And
they drafted one number one overall.
He's 18, though.
Eh.
So, like, good. But, no, like, I don't know how much better they are, Schneider than Dobson in year one. If I'm looking in the division, like, I don't really mind how the division looks.
Because, like, Ottawa and Montreal are far from, like, bankable assets.
Yeah. Like, well, I think Ottawa's good. I don't think Ottawa's coming back to the pack. I think Ottawa's good. They have a top... I saw last 3 years in the NHL, Linus Ullmark is number two in the league in goals saved above expected. You got something on the Bills?
I got two Bills. Daquan Hardy waived,
okay.
And the Bills are releasing Laviska Shenault.
Okay. Maybe Brandon Codrington's your returner.
Looks like, yes, Codrington may have won the return job, will be the depth in the cornerback room.
Yeah.
All right. Give us the Shavers news.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not here to tell you it's going to matter that much. I'm here to tell you that I'll be filling this wide receiver big board next April. No matter what.
Yep.
I'll put a Lombardi trophy on it and he'll still be up there. I don't care. I'm not stopping.
You got to put whichever receiver is holding up the Lombardi trophy after they've won. Well, they're not going to win Super Bowl MVP.
No, that's hard to do.
No chance that a receiver for this team would win Super Bowl MVP over Allen. Zero.
No, probably not.
He could catch 6 touchdowns and it would still go to Josh.
So, anyway, there's some Sabres thoughts.
In a month.
Not big thoughts, but just a thought.
In a month, if you want, I could tell you why I think the Leafs are going to be in trouble this year. Unless you want it now. It's very simple. They were bottom 5 in every 5-on-5 stat last year.
Yeah.
And then they lost Marner. Good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Luck.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
They were number two in save percentage. They got to do that again. Good luck.
You're picking the Bills, or sorry, you're picking the Sabres to finish ahead of the Leafs is what I just heard.
No, I'm not. Oh, well, I'm not doing that.
I like this. I like this.
Toronto's coming down.
This bold prediction.
Toronto's coming down. I'm not predicting the Sabres are going up. But That's the vulnerable team, in my opinion, because I don't think it's Florida or Tampa.
803-0550, looking for the latest on Bills cuts. They're starting to trickle out, so we will get those for you as they come. Everybody rolling through is still Laviska Shenault is the most recent one. You know, you got the news and you got the quote tweets and the news on that.
No big surprise cut around the league yet, though.
Not yet.
Which usually you'll get a couple of every single year, right? Like there'll be maybe it's Kyle Duggar today. Although that wouldn't be stunning because he's been talked about. But you'll see a guy get cut, and then Bills fans will all collectively argue on Twitter about whether they should sign him or not.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a safety or a corner.
803-0550. All right, latest Bills news. We'll keep you updated. Last 30 minutes of our show. Sal's got the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. The Bills plan to waive offensive lineman Richard Garage.
All right. Great name, but he's gone.
Yep, that's from Jay Skursky. So Jay Skursky's had a bunch of these ones right away. Sal's got a bunch, of course. Ian Rappaport have seen. Jimmy Charlo cut. We know that one as well.
Okay. We're getting there.
803-0550. Have we seen one that's not, we hope to keep him on the practice squad yet? Did they tell everybody that?
Dane Jackson.
All right, okay.
They didn't say it about Dane Jackson. Why, did they say it about Richard Garage?
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. Like, that's what I'm saying. Dane Jackson, that wasn't included. So,
could that be because he has a better chance
of getting somewhere else?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay. 803-0550. When we get back, I've been asking a question about golf, and I'm going to answer it. And 17 people in the chat will tweet Z's to pretend to fall asleep whenever we talk about anything golf. So I look forward to that for those of you in the YouTube chat. No, it's a very small thing. And we'll keep tracking these cuts. Jeremy and Sneaky Joe here on WGR.
Jimmy Vaughn. I know we haven't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's due.
Good morning to the chat on YouTube. The chat we're treating now as a character on the show.
No. See, that's why I love it. We don't even have to mention a guy and just bam, everyone's fist fighting in the chat.
The chat is like, you know, you look out in your backyard and you see, like, what are the dogs doing out there? And you just find out, like, they're after something. And we're back to check in on the chat, and I have a tweet to bring up. Keeping you updated on the Bills roster cuts, final roster cuts. Well, today's final roster cuts to get down to 53. As of today, they have to 53 players by 4 o'clock. They'll get down to 53, and then maybe they'll cut some more and add some more and cut some more and add some more. And, you know, it's the first 53. It's also kind of the final 53. It's also the kind of the first 53. Anyway, we'll keep it updated on that. In the chat, we've got something, and I got a text I'm going to bring to the table as part of this segment. So, I got a tweet that we're counting as part of the segment. It asked a question. Patrick writes in, is Jeremy a glove-on-while-putting guy? Because we had a picture of Michael Pekka, me, and Bulldog at the Sabres alumni tournament, and I'm on the green with a glove on. And the answer to that question is yes.
Yeah.
I am. Putt with a glove on guy.
Yeah.
There's no reason for this other than...
You just don't want to take it on and off?
Yes. Why am I taking a glove off on and off 18 times? You know how hard it is to stuff my giant sausage finger hand inside a glove and then pull it off and put it on every hole? No,
sounds
thanks.
Like you need a bigger glove.
They XL.
Oh,
what am I going to do? Get a custom-made glove?
Well, you could probably, right?
Who needs that? Just wear the glove. What are my sensors are so in tuned that my top hand on my glove, I missed that putt by an inch because I'm wearing a glove. I understand that it in some circles is seen as frowned upon. And as someone that loves to frown upon people playing golf, I get it. I just feel like you're not going to talk me out of it. It's just so much effort.
You're a member guest winner now, Jeremy. You have to.
That is correct.
You deserve a custom glove if you need it.
And if I took the glove off, you could see the ring.
The putt you made, you were wearing a glove? Like your final putt you would have made?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I wore a glove every single putt I take in my life.
Wow.
Unless I really think about it for like the 18th, I'll take it off.
Oh, there you go. That's what I mean. Whoa. Like, why would you do that then?
Because we didn't know if it was the final hole. And also, I didn't make that putt.
See,
I did win the tournament, though.
I'm the polar opposite of you. Every shot within 115 yards, the glove is off.
Wow.
Yeah.
You get so much feel in those hands.
Yeah, I want the feel. I want to be a little more hands. 115 and in.
Wow.
52 wedge and in.
Here's Joe. Ready? What do we got for our number? What'd you say, 150 in?
115, yeah.
Hold on. I got it 118. Glove on, baby.
Yep. Glove on.
Keep it on.
Come on. Well, we get 25 yards.
We get to 118, we get to a different club.
Okay.
So that's why.
115. I got 115, Joe. Says it's playing 120. Now what?
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Glove on?
Basically what I should have said is anything I'm taking a full swing with. Anything I'm taking a full swing with, gloves on.
Yeah.
Anything a little less than a full swing and I'm not.
Fair.
In the chat, there's some response to this. Patrick, who wrote it and said, like, when does it dry off? Dry off? You guys in your sweaty hands?
Oh, dude.
Okay. Maybe this is the nature of it. All of you are taking your glove off because you sweat in your hand a lot?
Yeah, ventilation.
You get to my glove has holes in it.
Well, yeah, but your palm doesn't.
I wear a golf glove for two holes, and the glove is a different color because there's sweat on it. That's it. I have four golf gloves on my bag for that reason.
Yeah, I feel like you guys all have like, your glove gets gross. You might have a hand issue. Maybe.
I don't know. I might have a hand sweat.
I'm not
issue,
sweating in
really
my glove.
I really do drench those gloves. It's a problem. I rip through gloves fast because they get wet and then they rip. It's bad.
So, all right. Well, you do you. I don't see a benefit from taking it off 18 times.
I take it off
times.
After a tee shot, as I'm walking up to the shot. It is off as much as it can be off.
All right.
For me. I don't know how everybody else operates.
You've always done this?
Yeah, I've never.
You never took it off?
Never take it off. Nope.
Feel so uncomfortable wearing a glove while I'm putting.
I know. It fits in with your speed, pace of play. Pull.
I just gotta pull the pointer. Pull. It's not just pull it off.
Yeah.
Maybe those of you with, you know.
Maybe you need like a Velcro one that like goes, the Velcro goes all the way up the side, all the way up the back.
Hey.
All the way to the middle finger.
Mobile device.
Just,
the middle, yeah.
Just
it,
rips
like,
it off.
It,
in
it
half.
Like opens in half.
It's like those track pants that NBA players just rip off.
Right, exactly.
That's what you need.
A rip off glove.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Brandon writes in, I'm team no glove while putting, and that's the only way. The putter will not slip out of your hand. I promise you, I've never thought it's going to slip out of my hand.
If there's any rain, same thing. Because you'll see wide receivers take their gloves off when it's raining.
Yeah.
So in golf, if it's raining a little bit, you're not taking it off?
I have a pair of rain gloves.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. You don't have rain gloves? Oh, you need
two. I have more
two of
grip
them, right?
Or what?
Yes.
Yeah.
You need rain gloves.
And there's two.
Yep.
I've got a pair too.
Why don't you just wear two gloves all the time?
I don't need a glove on the
Aaron Ray style.
Aaron Rye.
Yeah, Aaron Rye style.
I mean, why don't we just put Iron covers on irons while we're at it. I mean, come
become
on.
Two glove
Listen,
guy.
Listen, if you want to tell me that iron covers and wearing a glove while putting are the same,
No. I'm saying double glove and iron covers. That's too far.
Yeah.
Go two gloves.
What's your status on? I don't have one of these. Having a ball retriever in your bag.
When you're 12, that's allowed.
And then once you become an adult, you cannot have one.
Well, I think once you get into like 70, you can have it again.
You can have a bag.
Just like to pick it up from like the
from the hole.
It is kind of funny though. Like,
that's different.
You can walk by. Oh, I don't mean out of the hole. I mean out of the water.
Anybody, yeah. But like I see guys that are older gentlemen that you know they can't really get down and up that easy. They use it just to get the ball right out of the hole.
You will never in your life catch me with a ball retriever in my bag.
I could not ever deal.
As long as I live.
David in the chat writes in that Jeremy is like OJ trying to get his glove back on. That is kind of what it is. I get it on there. Strap. I'm like, I'm locked in for a couple hours here.
Here come the memes.
I'll take it off to grab a drink so it doesn't get wet. But yeah, like
stretches out over time too. You become more comfortable throughout the round.
All right. What else is going on in the chat? Non-golf.
They asked me about Man United, and I don't even want to talk about that.
Oh, no. You guys want to talk soccer? You guys want to talk soccer? We got a couple minutes here. Oh,
man.
I'm not ready yet.
Woo,
I'm not ready.
What a day.
I'm not ready to talk about
the Reds.
I'm not ready to talk about yesterday.
Living on the wire.
Ugh.
Yeah, ask your dad. Oh, and ask Bulldog. We're driving back from the Sabres alumni golf tournament when I learned of what happened in the Liverpool game, and I was shouting like the Bills lost a playoff game. I was hot. They did what? They were allowed 12 minutes of stoppage
the 100th
time
minute,
while
baby.
Up a man. Nonsense.
16-year-old comes
Absolute
in, wins it.
Nonsense.
Imagine like the Bills are out of receivers.
Right.
I know. Imagine, right? And the process is all right. We're gonna call up a kid from Orchard Park High School, a sophomore, nonetheless. He's gonna be a depth guy today, and he comes in the fourth quarter and catches a game-winning
touchdown
from Josh
Allen. Not the
fourth
quarter, like the sixth quarter.
Right.
All right, the overtime.
There you go. As many overtimes as they need while also up a man.
And Josh Allen throws a game-winning touchdown to a 16-year-old high school sophomore.
Yeah.
Basically what happened
against
yesterday.
Against a team that's not allowed to field a cornerback on that side.
Right.
Maybe they shouldn't.
In the sixth quarter of a game.
Maybe you shouldn't try to break the leg of one of Liverpool's best players and you don't get tossed.
We're not mad about it.
Then, meanwhile, Man U has played their brand new shiny striker for like 5 minutes. They won't start him. They don't put him in until the 75th minute. He can't score. Good. I'm really
glad that
Mendola got me on United and not Tottenham, who's 2-0 and beat City last.
You can blame Nick forever, though.
That's true.
It's like when you ask somebody like their opinion on a fantasy pick and then it messes up. You don't have to blame yourself. All year, you can say, you told me to draft him.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why. You got to be careful with fantasy advice sometimes. You're on the hook.
What else is up?
We got the hat bracket.
The
chat
bracket.
Has figured it out. I was all morning cluing people in on different letters. I was putting in letters that spell out hat bracket, but I was mixing them up. And AC in the chat got it. He solved the puzzle. So now I can reveal to everybody. Owen and I have been compiling hats of WGR from all of the hosts and personalities and beat reporters and producers and everybody. And we're going to have a hat bracket starting tomorrow. So, at 7:30 tomorrow, the first poll is going to go up. It's going to be one hat versus another hat. Owen and I are going to do the seeding this afternoon. And we're just going to go through a hat bracket, like March Madness style.
All right.
And then it'll decide the best WGR hat. It's going to go morning
now,
show will have its own conference, afternoon show will have its own conference, and then they'll meet in the middle in the final.
I asked for clarification on how we're doing this. I have some beautiful, beautiful hats that I don't ever wear. The Bills series they had... The Browns are releasing Deontay Johnson, by the way.
Who?
Deontay Johnson.
The Browns are.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Also, potential reunion, but former Bill that was just released around the league, Boogie Basham is now available. Nobody drafted him in our
he was on my
reunion
list.
Bills draft.
He was on my list.
Back to the hat bracket. I asked a lot of questions. Okay, it's a hat you have to wear. If it's a hat that you wear that has to be entered, it cannot be penalized for being dirty. Right?
Yeah. No, that's all fair.
I need you to wear it. Oh, it's got a mark on it. Well, that's because I wear it. I've got beautiful hats that I do. Then it's... Yeah. I also felt like you should not be allowed to enter... Look at me. I'm Gene Steratore out here with all these rules I'm trying to employ.
Yeah.
You should not be allowed to enter two Bills hats. Pick your best Bills hat. Pick your best something else hat. Pick your best. But pick one per franchise.
It was funny you said that because I hadn't thought of that. And then I looked and everyone had submitted separate things. Like there was a Bills one and a Sabres one. There was a Sabres one and a golf one. Like there's everyone did like separate stuff. So like that was all safe. But I didn't even thought of that. So it's just kind of funny how people decided that amongst themselves.
I thought about submitting a Sabres hat. And then I thought, oh, it's probably not.
I'm surprised you didn't do the Liverpool hat. It's a good hat.
You know, I did think this is my favorite hat that I have, and I thought there's no way that everyone's voting for a Liverpool hat. To
no
win this thing.
Chance.
There was no way it was winning.
Imagine that.
It's a really
so
good hat.
I was not going to submit.
Yeah, please give my first round matchup against my Bills hat. Let's see what happens. Like, please
have fun.
This hat just spells 3 points up here. Actually,
nonsense.
Also, the dirty hat problem. Did I ever tell you about the solution that I have to that? I have like a cage. That you put the hat in, and then it goes on the top rack of your dishwasher.
I just put my hats in the
laundry. Wait, the dishwasher?
Yeah, looks brand new at the end of it.
I've heard of the dishwasher routine.
I was expecting you to say the washing machine.
No,
like it dishwasher. Just holds the hat together.
Dishwasher.
Am I a psycho? I just put a hat straight in my laundry.
That is psycho.
It depends on the consistency of the hat. If it's a dad hat, you can do it. Like the floppy dad hats.
Yeah.
I've done that 7 times with every hat that I own, and not a single hat has been affected in any way.
Yeah.
The Bills are releasing Mike Edwards, depth offensive lineman, according to Joe Biscaglia. He was on the practice squad last year.
Okay. On Deontay Johnson, JT in the chat asks, is he better than anyone on our roster? Answer, at separating almost everybody.
Yes.
But he's a head case, and you can't do it. Deontay Johnson.
And Cleveland's not necessarily flush with wide receivers.
No,
cut him, then I think something's up.
Yeah, when Deontay Johnson can play, he's a better separator than anybody on the team. But that doesn't really matter. He also has some drops issues. And again, the head case refusing to go into a game.
Yeah,
like, there's
this
just
is it for him.
Just no way. You're right. I think it might be it for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not that old. He's 29. I guess he's getting to that
he's
age anyway.
Yeah. He was great. I mean, kind of great.
He had a year.
He was very, very good. I mean,
he was a fantasy monster for a little while there. You know what he needed? A better quarterback.
Yeah, I was just going
to
say
he
that.
He needed a better quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
quarterbacks in his time. He's a drought Bills receiver. We're like, I thought this guy should have been better.
Yeah, he's Lee Evans. Different type of player, but yeah. Maybe same.
He's more like Stevie Johnson. I mean,
yeah, that's right.
Not that bad a comp. The guys that just got open all the time.
Yep.
That was Deontay Johnson. We'll get a break in. We'll keep tracking the Bills cuts.
And we're down to 76 now.
Okay.
76, if you're tracking it.
More cuts coming around the league. And we'll see what it brings. Sal Capaccio's on the way with the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. A minute ago, Sal ran across my field of vision, and I thought, ooh, but then he didn't stop at our door. I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe he's going to let somebody in the building. Maybe he forgot something in his car.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw Sal running, and I thought, what? Hit me with it. It was nothing.
That doesn't mean something Bills could have happened? He's sprinting into duty?
I guess so. He's got his phone with him.
Right. You know. These days, I don't think you got to. You just have your phone there.
Extendo Sports, you had some trivia. You want to save it for tomorrow or you want to do it next?
We can save it for tomorrow.
All right. We can save it for tomorrow. Extendo Sports coming up here on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right. Wrapping things up here.
You seen the dust storms in Phoenix? There's a giant dust storm. There's actually a picture from the Cardinals practice facility today, and it looks like Mars. Like there's a dust storm from Mars, like rolling in on them. The NFL uniform scout did say it's perfect time though for fashion for rivalries uniforms.
Yeah, rivalries in 2 days. It's Arizona, very exciting.
Arizona also is in that.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, will anybody tweet out just like? Live look at Arizona, and it's a Mad Max Fury Road theme or scene.
We got to get a leak at some point from somebody, right? Some department store is going to get an early shipment.
You would think.
That they're not supposed to get, and yes. We're going to see it on Twitter in like the next 2 days.
Something with the, Wing Fest coming up. We got Wing Fest.
This weekend, yeah.
Yes. And where's the thing about Wingfest? I don't see the Wingfest thing I'm supposed to read. It's coming. It's this weekend. And, Josh, whatever you got, you can let us know all about Wingfest.
If you're calling number 5 right now, it's at 221-4WGR-4947. You can win a pair of tickets to the National Buffalo Wingfest happening this Saturday, August 30th, and Sunday, August 31st, plus 2 Wingfest t-shirts. Courtesy of Buffalo Wingfest for event hours and tickets. Visit BuffaloWing.com.
Now I see it. BuffaloWing.com for tickets. Be caller 5, 2214-WGR. Tomorrow, Sal on the roster. Joe Marino tomorrow on the roster. And
then it's on to week one.
1 day away from the rivalry uniforms. But tomorrow we will be. 2 days from rivalry uniforms. Get excited. I am excited. All right. Thanks for everybody listening, calling, texting, chatting, tweeting, all that good stuff. We're back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact.
Learn more at daftgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.